the house, on the house topic of going paperless. Had a couple texters. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can too. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Chris is online. A couple texts that have come in to 411-923. Someone suggested you know your local library has free computer classes for beginners or seniors. Same thing. Someone's got a sense of humor this morning. And then someone asked about the security features of HomeZada. You can go when once you're logged into HomeZada, or even I'm sure you can get there not logged in. There is HomeZada/security, and it's all the different levels of security that they have. When Beth was on, she had mentioned they meet minimum banking-type security on their applications, in some cases more. But what the texter says, I would like to know more about it because we're trusting them with all we have. Well, you still can be limited in what you put on there. There are a few things that I have in my home that aren't on there just because even with all that security, yeah, I mean, there's just some things you just, like you said, you don't necessarily put out there. And mainly for my home, I use it for the management and tracking of projects, and we'll get into that throughout the course of this month as we're talking about digital home management and just the value that that's going to bring to the next homeowner. Or at the point I'm not able to physically do a lot of the stuff and the maintenance around my home that goes on, it has a calendar for whoever we hire or whoever we have help doing those maintenance things. You'll have an annual schedule of all these things that get done around your home. So the home stays maintained, and it gives the next homeowner to that your property a blueprint on what to do. And if you're passing that to the next generation, or you're selling it on the market and the next random homeowner, the value that information has to continue the upkeep of your home is my biggest reason for using the HomeZada app. So Jennifer is call screening. But before we take Chris, one of the things we talk about, and I wanted to bring Rosie into this, is your photos. What do you do with your photos?
Ooh, I'm confused what to do with my photos right now. I really am.
I'm talking about your digital photo screen that you have at your desk.
Yeah. I separate them by family member because 99% of my photos are all grandkids. So I have a Romy folder, a Rachel folder, a Katie folder.
And you have these digital frames that...
I love the digital frames. I want a digital frame for each family. And then y'all can all update each frame.
And what these digital frames do is it lets you... It rotates through all the pictures that you have uploaded to the frame.
I do like that. I like that a lot.
I have a quick comment from a caller. Felt like there's two sides of the story and we weren't telling them both. And that's the fact that producing junk mail and producing paper products is someone's job. So if you cut out those things, then you're taking someone's job. And that's kind of the flip side, and it's kind of the scenario of our whole culture. We're shifting over in jobs. All the people who used to be at Kodak are no longer there.
So. Well, yeah, and there's still plenty of things and functions that printers do. A printer company that's making junk mails, making thousands of other things that we need on paper, whether it's textbooks, school books, mm-hmm. Business cards, invoices. Deleting junk mail, I don't think we're going to cut out a whole lot of jobs.
Well, he felt like we were criticizing people, and I don't think that's the case. I think we're just trying to go a different way.
All right, Chris is on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have a question about anything about your home, castle, or cabin, now's a great time because we're getting ready to hit 10 o'clock here shortly, which is our open home hour where it's completely up to you, the listener, what we talk about by taking your calls right here. Chris, how can we help you?
Hi, good morning, Rosie and Romy. I did search the HomeZada app, and I was unable to figure out where the data was stored. Is it stored on your phone, on your home PC, or is it stored all on the cloud? That wasn't obvious to me when I reviewed it.
Yeah, it's on the cloud. And when you go to the security page at the bottom left, you'll see physical data centers, and you can click on that section, and it goes to the AWS, and it has all the information there about the actual data centers that store your information. And it's a ton. I'm not going to sit here and read online because it'd be extremely boring radio. But
no, thanks for pointing me the right way.
Yeah, you're welcome. And looking at it right now, the HomesAuto uses Amazon AWS. So it's if you're an Amazon Prime user, it's the same. I don't know if it's the exact same I doubt it's the same servers. But you know, a lot of people use Amazon and are familiar with the safety there. So it's the same type of data security that you can get. So they use a lot of third party. Like when I go to pay my annual subscription to HomesAuto, it's not through HomesAuto. They have another third party. And talking to them and this video recognition software that they use is third party. And we were talking about that. And they said, well, there's so many developing things in technology. When you find somebody that does it the absolute best, our strategy is to partner with the people that are doing it the best, whether it's the best credit card merchant service, it's the best data management service, it's the best this. Our strength is partnering with people who do it best in the industry. So, and that was kind of our thought process going with them when we looked at how powerful this HomesAuto was. We thought, well, we might as well partner with them because they're doing it the best instead of trying to create this ourselves. We don't know how to make software. We don't know how to do programming. We don't know security. So when we realized that they were doing it as best as we've ever seen and the absolute functionness and how much money and time it saves us, we thought, well, we're not going to beat this, so we're going to join them. So you can go to learn more about it at rosieonthehouse.com/app if you're interested. Bring your home up into the digital era. Next week we're going to be talking about the project side of the app, but right now it's 10, we're going into the 10 o'clock hour. It's the open home hour. Anything you want to talk about, your home, castle or cabin, we jump on the line now. Jennifer's call screening at 1-888-767-4348.